今天咱们要聊的呢，就是现在国内特别火的这个遥遥领先的这种营销方式。
Today, we're going to talk about a very popular and leading marketing method in China right now.
对，
它其实是一种夸大的宣传。
In fact, it is a kind of exaggerated publicity.
那这种宣传呢
？This kind of propaganda.
虽然说短期内可能让企业获得了一些关注。
Although it may have brought some attention to the company in the short term.
但是长期来看的话
，However, in the long run,
它可能会给品牌和整个中国制造带来一些信任危机，以及其他更严重的负面影响。
This could bring a crisis of trust to brands and the entire Chinese manufacturing industry, as well as other more serious negative impacts.
是的，是的。
Yes, yes.
这个话题最近讨论的真的很多。
This topic has been widely discussed recently.
那我们就直接进入今天的内容吧。
Then let's directly get into the content of today.
咱们先要说的第一个呢，就是这个反噬到底存不存在。
The first thing we need to talk about is whether self-destruction actually exists.
以及什么时候会来。
And when will it come?
因为最近大家都在说这个遥遥领先的营销啊。
Because recently everyone has been talking about this leading edge marketing.
好像有一些不太好的反馈。
There seems to be some negative feedback.
那这些问题都表现在哪些方面？
What aspects do these problems manifest in?
现在其实已经是在发生了。
Actually, it's already happening.
就是这个反噬。
This is the backlash.
而且它是分三个阶段。
And it is divided into three stages.
嗯
Well,
第一个阶段呢就是萌芽期。
The first stage is the budding stage.
那就是23年到24年。
That's from 2023 to 2024.
这个时候就是网上的舆论已经从一开始的那种自豪变成了一种调侃。
At this time, the public opinion on the internet had already changed from the initial pride to ridicule. Well,
然后遥遥领先也变成了一个梗。
Then, leading by a large margin also became a meme.
大家对于各种定语式的第一。
Everyone's understanding of various types of attributive phrases.
比如说什么5到15度低温续航第一。
For example, what is the first thing to consider when the temperature is between 5 and 15 degrees Celsius?
这种说法的警惕性也是大大的提升了。
The level of vigilance has also been significantly increased.
那接下来呢，就是这个调侃。
Then comes the teasing.
如果继续发酵的话。
If it continues to ferment,
会发生什么？
What will happen?
到了2025到2026年。
By 2025 to 2026.
就是这个显性期。
This is the visible period.
这个时候呢
？At this time.
不光是市场监管总局对于广告的引证内容执法指南进行了更明确的细化。
Not only did the State Administration for Market Regulation clarify and refine the enforcement guidelines for advertising content. Well,
要求你这个广告必须得真实准确。
I require that the advertisement must be genuine and accurate.
同时呢，消费者也开始集体的不信任。
At the same time, consumers also began to collectively lose trust.
然后包括行业内部。
Then include internal industry.
比如说车企的一些高管也开始公开的批评这种洗脑口号和文字游戏。
For example, some executives in the automotive industry have also started to publicly criticize these brainwashing slogans and word games. Well,
那这个时候整个氛围就会发生一个非常大的变化。
At this time, the atmosphere will undergo a very significant change.
那如果说企业还继续这样过度的去营销，
What if companies continue to engage in such excessive marketing?
还会有哪些更严重的后果？
What are the more serious consequences?
到了2027年以后，
After 2027,
如果还是继续这样的话，
If this continues,
不收敛的话，
If not convergent,
well, 就会迎来这个深化期。
This is the time for deepening.
这个时候就是会有合规方面的重罚。
At this time, there will be significant penalties for compliance.
然后品牌的价值也会大幅的缩水。
Then, the brand's value will also shrink significantly. Well,
出海也会受到阻碍。
Going out to sea will also be hindered.
包括资本也会变得非常的谨慎。
This also makes capital very cautious.
就是整个局面就会变得很难收拾。
This will make the situation even more difficult to handle.
看来还是挺严重的。
It seems to be quite serious.
那下面咱们就具体来说一说。
Okay, let's get into the specifics.
说这个反噬到底会带来哪些损失？
What losses will this backlash bring?
是，对品牌、对消费者会有哪些直接的影响？
What are the direct impacts of brands on consumers?
最直接的就是信任被消耗殆尽。
The most direct one is the complete loss of trust. Well,
比如说有一些广告。
For example, some advertisements.
广告，它大字写着终身免费流。
It was written in large letters, lifetime free traffic.
然后底下用很小的字写着产品的寿命只有八年。
Then, at the bottom, in very small letters, it says that the product's lifespan is only 8 years. Well,
那这种一旦被消费者识破之后，
Once consumers realize this,
就会引起用户的信任的崩塌。
This will lead to a collapse of user trust.
投诉量直线上升。
In response to the increasing number of complaints,
然后退一赔三的这种诉讼也会越来越多。
Then, lawsuits involving a return and refund scheme will also become more common.
那就是说这个信任一旦失去了之后，
That means that once trust is lost,
是不是就是品牌的议价能力也会跟着下降？
Does this mean that the brand's pricing power will also decrease?
没错。
Right.
你就是过度的去营销。
You are over-marketing.
会让消费者有了很高的期待。
To create high expectations for consumers.
但是实际体验根本就达不到。
However, the actual experience is far from it.
那这个时候就会被骂成是智商税。
At this point, they will be accused of having low IQ.
对，然后价格战就会提前打响。
Then, the price war will start earlier.
利润就会变得很微薄。
But the effect of the lubricant will be very small.
口碑也会两极分化。
Word of mouth can also be polarizing.
话，以前大家可能还会因为爱国去买。
Previously, people might still buy things because of their love for their country.
但是现在大家反而会在社交平台上面去炒。
However, nowadays people are more likely to ridicule on social media,
甚至去抵制
even to boycott.
然后负面的声音会盖过正面的声音。
Then negative voices will drown out positive ones.
然后企业在经营上面会有哪些比较严重的后果？
Then what are the more serious consequences for businesses?
最直接的就是资源错配。
The most direct one is resource mismatch.
然后创新空心化，就是很多企业他把大量的钱都投到了营销上。
Then, the innovation of hollowed out is that many companies invest a lot of money in marketing.
你像某茶企业。
It's a tea company.
它的营销占了33%。
Its marketing accounted for 33%.
但是它的研发投入连0.6%都不到。
However, its R&D investment is less than 0.6%.
那这样的话就会导致技术的升级跟不上宣传。
If that's the case, then the technology will not keep up with the promotion.
然后就会陷入一个营销越猛。
Then you will fall into a situation where the more aggressive the marketing,
产品越虚的怪圈。
The product is a strange circle.
那这么说的话，
So that means,
这种重营销轻研发的做法还
This approach of prioritizing marketing over research and development
还会影响企业在资本市场上的表现吗？
Will it also affect the company's performance in the capital market?
会的，会的。
Okay.
因为广告法里面是有明确规定的。
Because the law on advertising has clear regulations.
对于这种绝对化的用语和虚假的引证是可以罚款的。
This kind of absolute language and false citation can be fined. Well,
最高是200万
up to 2 million.
然后还要赔偿你的商誉损失。
Instead, they are willing to compensate you for your reputational damage.
再加上集体诉讼的风险也在加大。
In addition, the risk of mass transport is also increasing. Well,
所以就会导致资本市场对于这种靠流量吹起来的这种泡沫就会非常的谨慎。
Therefore, it will lead to the capital market being very cautious about such bubbles that are inflated by traffic. Well,
比如说像巴马茶叶就
For example, like BAM Tea.
就是因为这个原因导致它上市进程受到了阻碍。
This is the reason why it has been hindered in its listing process.
就是融资变得更难。
It is becoming more difficult to raise capital.
然后估值也会下降。
行。
Then the valuation will also decrease.
那行业和国家形象这一块会受到哪些长远的影响？
What long-term impacts will the industry and national image have?
长远来看的话就
In the long run,
就是行业里面会形成一种恶性竞争。
This creates a vicious cycle in the industry.
大家都在比谁更敢说。
Who is the most daring to speak?
谁更会玩营销。
Who is better at marketing?
反而那些真正搞技术创新的企业会被边缘化。
On the contrary, those truly innovative companies are marginalized.
然后整个行业的资源也会从研发转到这种毫无意义的营销内卷上面。
Then all the resources in the industry will shift from R&D to meaningless marketing and competition.
听起来
It seems that
对中国制造的国际声誉也很不利啊。
This also negatively affects China's international reputation for manufacturing.
没错没错。
Absolutely.
海外的消费者会把遥遥领先。
Overseas consumers will be able to enjoy the benefits of being ahead.
直接跟虚假宣传
directly with false advertising.
质量不稳挂钩
quality instability hanging hook. Well,
那这样的话就会导致我们的产品很难进入到高端市场
If that's the case, then our products will be difficult to enter the high-end market.
然后中国制造这个标签就很难撕掉性价比低质的标签。
Then the made in China label is difficult to remove, and the low quality label is attached. Well,
国潮也会变成国潮。
National fashion will also become national fashion.
然后理性的消费者
Rational consumption
也会觉得国货就是营销大于品质。
I also feel that domestic products are more about marketing than quality. Well,
那这个就会让我们的文化自信也受到很大的打击。
This will also greatly damage our cultural confidence.
那如果企业想要去扭转这种局面
But if a company wants to reverse this situation,
需要付出多大的代价
How much effort is required?
这个代价是非常大的，时间也会非常长。
This is a very high cost, and it will take a very long time.
可能要5到10年的时间。
It may take 5 to 10 years.
你想短期的话
If you want to do it in the short term,
你要全面的整改
comprehensive revision,
你的宣传的话术
your advertisement,
数要缴纳巨额的罚款
the company will have to pay a huge fine,
然后还要做危机公关
and you have to do crisis management,
可能还要降价去促销
may also be discounted to promote sales,
去挽回用户
to regain users.
那这些加起来可能就要占到你一年营收的 10% 到 20%
That could amount to up to 10 to 20% of your annual revenue.
哇
Now,
这就意味着企业可能好几年的利润都要搭进去了
This means that a company's profits for several years may be wasted.
那中期和长期呢又会面临哪些挑战
What challenges will the middle and long-term stages face?
中期的话
Mid-term,
你就要重新分配你的预算
You need to reallocate your budget.
把你的研发投入提高到 10% 以上
Increase your R&D investment by more than 10%.
然后要重建你的品控体系
Then rebuild your quality control system.
还要把你的品牌故事从这种我是第一变成我讲技术。
Also, turn your brand story from I am the first to I tell the technology. Well,
这个机会成本也是非常高的。
This opportunity cost is also very high.
那长期的话
In the long run,
你要在国际市场上重新去建立起技术可靠的这样的一个形象。
You need to rebuild a reputation for technical reliability in the international market.
那你可能就要像日韩的品牌一样。
Then you might be like brands in Japan and Korea.
花几十年的时间去积累你的品质口碑。
Spend decades to accumulate your quality and reputation.
那这个难度其实比你最开始做一个新品牌还要难。
Actually, this is harder than starting a new brand from scratch.
咱们接着要说的就是这个长期的影响了。
And what I want to talk about next is the long-term impact.
就是这种过度的营销到底会不会给中国制造的形象带来一些深层次的长远的伤害
？Will this excessive marketing actually cause some deep and long-term damage to the image of Chinese manufacturing.
其实已经产生了一些很严重的问题了。
In fact, some serious problems have already emerged. Well,
就是国内的消费者变得越来越理性。
It's because Chinese consumers are becoming increasingly rational.
大家的信任门槛变高了。
Everyone's trust threshold has increased.Well,
那你国货想要去赢得他们的认可
To make Chinese products gain the recognition of foreign consumers,
你就要付出比以前多得多的努力去证明你的品质
You need to put in more effort than before to prove your worth.
那这样的话就会导致整个行业的创新动力不足
If this is the case, it will lead to a lack of innovation in the entire industry.
大家都在靠营销，形成了一种依赖。
Everyone has become dependent on marketing.
就很难再出现真正能够在全球范围内引领的技术品牌。
看来
，It seems that it will be very difficult for true technology brands that can lead globally to emerge again.
对国内市场的影响就已经很大了。
It has already had a significant impact on the domestic market.
那在国际上会有什么具体的负面标签吗
？Will there be any specific negative tags internationally?
有的，就是中国制造会被贴上一个营销强、技术弱的标签。
Some people label Chinese-made products as having weak technology and poor marketing.
那你想进军欧美
？Do you want to enter the European market?
日韩这些高端市场的话。
In the high-end markets of Japan and Korea,
就会一直有一个很高的壁垒。
There will always be a high barrier.
然后就会跟德国制造等于精密。
Then it will be equal to German manufacturing, which is precision.
日本制造等于可靠。
Japanese manufacturing equals reliability.
形成一个非常鲜明的反差。
Create a very striking contrast.
那国家的产业形象也会因此受到损害。
As a result, the country's image will also be damaged.
明白，明白。
Understood.
那我们再来聊一聊，企业到底该怎么破局。
So, let's talk about how companies can actually break through.
有哪些比较务实的、合规的？
What are some practical and compliant options?
真正能够带来长期增长的一些转型的路径。
Some transformation paths that can truly bring about long-term growth.
企业首先要做的就是要去虚向实。
The first thing a company should do is to move from theory to practice.
实。
Well,
你的研发投入最起码要达到你营销投入的一半以上。
Your R&D investment should at least be more than twice your marketing investment.
上。
Well,
然后你要用专利，用实测的数据去说话。
Then you need to use data from real-world tests to speak.
啊，而不是说一些很空洞的口号。
Instead of saying some empty slogans.
啊，
也就是说不能再靠这种夸大其词的宣传了。
That means we can no longer rely on exaggerated publicity like this.
在宣传的方式上面。
In terms of the promotional methods,
还有哪些必须要改的？
What else needs to be changed?
宣传的话就是一定要合规透明。
The advertisement says that it is essential to be compliant and transparent.
不能再有这种隐藏的小字。
There should be no more hidden details.
所有的数据都必须是可溯源的。
All data must be traceable.
最好是有第三方可以验证的。
It's best to have a third party to verify. Well,
然后企业也要有长期主义。
Then companies also need to have a long-term perspective.
就是要从追求流量爆款。
Instead, they focus on creating high-quality content that would attract and retain customers.
变成追求技术口碑和用户价值。
To pursue more value in technical reputation. Well,
你要愿意去接受一个慢一点的。
You want to accept a slower pace.
但是可以持续的增长。
However, it can continue to grow.
那今天我们其实聊了很多关于这种花式营销背后的风险。
Today, we actually talked a lot about the risks behind this kind of marketing.
无论是对品牌的信任。
Whether it's trust in the brand,
对行业的创新
for innovation in the industry,
还是对中国制造的形象
regarding the image of made in China,
其实都是有一些隐忧的。
对。
Actually, there are some hidden problems.
所以企业还是要多一些耐心。
Therefore, companies need to be more patient.
心多一些敬畏。
Moreover,
把重心放在产品和技术上。
Focus on products and technology.
好了。
Okay.
那这期内容咱们就到这里了。
Okay, that's all for this episode.
感谢大家的收听。
And thank you for listening.
咱们下期再见。
See you next time.
拜拜。
拜拜。
Bye bye bye.